Recording, so we'll go ahead and start the meeting. Appreciate everyone calling in and for me getting it right finally. And I'll turn it over, I guess, to Justin right away. We'll go from there.
All right. First thing on our agenda is to review and approve the minutes from the November 2nd meeting. If you guys didn't get the email with the instructions, I'm not sure if you're able to see the minutes from the last time around. So is it feasible to do that, or do we need to skip that?
Can we just have a motion skip the minutes from the previous meeting? Does the county allow you to do that?
I'm sure as a board, we can do that.
Yeah.
But it happened, we skipped them from the, excuse me, this is Lee. What happened if we skipped them from the previous meeting and then ratify them at our next meeting?
Right.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Yep, motion and a second to postpone the approval of the minutes until next meeting. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Okay. We will do that.
All right.
We'll post.
Sounds good. We have the hearing to review prospective board members' applications and then nominate them to the council. And so we've got three different terms expiring. So I don't know if you guys want to do that one by one, or if you just want to do them all at once, because you guys were the only applications that we got.
That was one of my questions, was how many applications do we have? So Benz, I'm the only one on that isn't running. I'll move that we accept the applications that were submitted to the county for the weed board directors.
I would second that. This is Bill.
Okay.
Okay. We have a motion and a second to adopt the applicants for the weed board and forward those on to the county. Any other discussion? Okay.
I'll just put in really quick that we only have one application for each district. So it's pretty cut and dry. You guys are, I guess, running unopposed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Imagine that. All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same. Okay, I guess we're getting forwarded again.
I file for a recount.
All right.
No, Bill,
double
no.
Check these. Yeah, we'll check for a quorum again.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Right.
Okay. And then that being done, I wanted to update you guys because I noticed that I made a mistake when I looked at the email from the state about their changes to the state noxious weed list. I mentioned that for our county, there's just two that had an impact. The other changes were for other counties. Well, I told you guys about the two new Class A species that they added, but I missed it when they changed a designation. So they have designated wild chervil for Cowlitz County, for Skamania County, and for Clark County, so our little group down here. They've changed it from a Class B not designated to designated Class B by the state. So in our day-to-day operations, probably that won't change too much. We'll keep trying to treat it, you know, as we've tried to treat it before. And wherever there's somebody who has wild chervil, we'll still provide education for it. With it being designated at the state level, you know, the state is adding as a priority as much as, you know, tansy ragwort's also a designated Class B. So that's something I wanted to bring to your guys' attention, just that, you know, they've added a focus on that. But since we don't have, you know, quite as much as, let's say, meadow knapweed, which is also designated Class B, I don't think it's going to significantly change too much, hopefully, just because a boots on the ground reality is we're not going to get it all. So we'll do our best. But I wanted to bring that to your attention, since it was my goof up to not mention that before. So if you guys have any questions about that, I'd be happy to answer them.
So, thank you.
Okay. Yeah. Hearing no questions, I'll move us on to our next agenda item. And that's that we need to call for a vote on the statement of the Weed Board as regards to the noxious weed assessment, the possibility of a noxious weed assessment. The statement that Jerry and I have worked on is as follows. The Clark County Noxious Weed Board supports a noxious weed assessment of $2 on each parcel, provided that this assessment would sunset every 2 years unless it is reapproved by the Clark County Weed Board. So, Jerry, if we
this
could...
is Bill. Go ahead, Justin.
Go ahead, Bill.
Oh, I say that sounds fine. Yeah.
Okay. So if we could put it to a vote, that'd be great.
All right. Any other discussion on that? If not, I will call for a vote to approve that statement of $2 per tax pot, or however you said that. Anyway, all those in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. All right. Okay. Any opposed? Okay. We have that approval, Justin, and we can send that off.
Fantastic. Okay. The last item on this rather short agenda is just if we have any items from the board. Your guys' opportunity.
I have one thing. This is Bill. I have one thing that I would like to bring to the attention of the other members of the board. Yeah, I don't know if you've heard about it, but there is an ag buildings hearing in the county here December 9th or Wednesday concerning the siting and the construction of any future ag buildings in Clark County. And if you have an opportunity, you may want to go down and I don't know if we will have an opportunity. You know, the county has gotten real good about this thing of not allowing public input anymore. But hopefully by a show of people force that maybe they would maybe listen to the people out there. So anyhow, December 9th, I don't know the time. I assume it's down at the service building. Kevin Tyler, do you know anything about the timing of this?
Yeah, sure I do. And just to clarify, it looks like on the council's agenda items, it's scheduled for the week after, so December 15th.
Oh, now it's changed to the 15th.
Yeah, that's what it says. And like you mentioned, it's about agricultural buildings. And they don't have the agenda published for the week following yet. So I don't know what time they plan on doing it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So but you don't know if it's morning or evening or.
They've been doing their meetings in the morning lately, so starting at 10 a.m. So my assumption is that it's going to be after their normal consent items that they hear, and then they'll have several public hearings that day. It looks like there's four of them on the schedule. Okay. Some COVID stuff, ag exemption, permit exemption for ag buildings, and then two other items. Actually, I'm sorry, there's five public hearings that morning. So,
okay.
I would say check the website at the end of the week, like Friday, and they should have the agenda for the next week published by that point.
Okay. Thank you, Kevin.
Yep. No problem.
Yep.
Are they allowing people to come in there? I mean, or how are they doing that now?
I believe that they are only accepting written testimony. So if you look on the website, you can see the ordinance that they've drafted for that hearing.
Okay.
And review it, and then you would write written testimony and submit it to the council, and then they'll read it during the hearing.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right. Real good. Thank you for that clarification, Kevin. I didn't even think about it. I don't even think about this COVID stuff much anyhow.
Okay. I know. Yeah. No problem. But
other than, I mean, when I'm in public, I will wear a mask. But when I'm around the farm, I don't wear a mask at all. So anyhow, yeah. Okay. So I get out of the habit. Yep. Okay. That's all that I have. This is Bill. So that's all I have. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have one question. Kevin, this is Lee Wells.
Hey, Lee.
Can you expand a little more on what the is before the council? I mean, you said a permanent exemption, and then I thought, can you just give us a rough idea?
Hold on one second. Let me open it up here. So they're considering an ordinance that would modify the current permit exemption for agricultural buildings. So what they're saying is if they enact this ordinance, agricultural buildings would no longer be exempt if they're located. They would still be exempt if they were outside the urban growth area. If the building is located on a parcel that is bigger than 5 acres or is on a 1 acre lot that's considered non-conforming within a 5 acre minimum zoning. So like if you own a 1+ acre lot that's zoned rural 5 but doesn't meet the current zoning requirements, and you're outside the urban growth area, you could still meet the exemption. The applicant would have to certify that there is active farming, forestry, or winery operations occurring on the property. And the structure is not a place of employment and is not open to the public and meets all the criteria for an agricultural building in the current code. So it looks like they're trying to regulate things that are in the urban area, ag buildings that serve another purpose besides agriculture. At least that would be my reading of it.
Okay. Thanks.
And there's more detail in the ordinance itself if you want to read that. I won't bore you with that this morning.
Okay. Thank you, Kevin.
Sure.
Okay. Any other questions from the board?
Hey, before we go, I did not write down the dates of our meetings here in the in the calendar year. Could somebody call those out to me and I'll put them in my phone?
Or maybe Chris can just resend them for you.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Do you want me to email them to you, Bill?
Yes, if you would please, Chris.
Yeah.
That would be appreciated.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. I'll do that today. To your Gmail.
Okay, thank you. To the Gmail. Yes. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes. You're welcome.
Okay. I have
nothing else. Anything else? Okay. Lee and Lisa and Bill and Kevin, Chris, and Justin, thank you. Sounds like that's the end of the meeting. I'll go ahead and adjourn, and Chris can quit recording and quit typing.
Sounds good. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for your patience. I appreciate that.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you for getting a hold of me.
Thanks, everybody.